Hello and welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Investing Club. I'm your host, Gabe Peterson, and this is the place investors go to gain actionable advice, learn about current market trends, and hear war stories from other professional investors out there in the field today. Before we get started, I have two quick housekeeping items for you. First, if you like this episode, we would very much appreciate a like, subscribe, and share. It is the best way to support the show and keep it running far into the future. Second, if you're a new investor looking to get started in real estate or an experienced investor looking to take your investing to the next level, I've created an ebook just for you that will cover how to find deals that are actually deals, how to finance those deals with little to no money down, and how to exit those deals for maximum value. On top of that, I throw in an insane amount of free bonuses that you'll have access to once you buy the ebook. All I charge is our admin costs to keep this show running. So if you're serious about real estate investing and want to create both active and passive income as an investor, head on over to the website at therealestateinvestingclub.com and click on the button that says get the ebook in the upper right-hand corner to grab yourself a copy. With that said, let's dive right in. Today, we have a very special guest with us ready to drop some investor knowledge on you. So buckle up, grab your pen and paper, and enjoy the ride.
All right, we're back with another episode of the Real Estate Investing Club. Today we have Miles Nolan with us, and Miles is another mobile home park master. I love having these mobile home park guys on because then we can top shop. Miles closed on his first deal in June 2020. He owns four parks now at 175 pads. I can't do the math on that time frame, but it's got to be like, I don't even know if that's a year. We're in July, so that is 1 year. Great timeline there. He now has 400 parks or pads of mobile home parks under contract. He also focuses on self-storage. So I'm super excited to have Miles here. Miles, thanks for hopping on the show.
Great. Glad to be here. Excited about it.
For sure. Told you before we got on here that we always start with stories at the Real Estate Investing Club. So why don't you take us back to the beginning, which it sounds like was not too long ago. How did you get started in real estate in the first place?
Yeah, the beginning was actually probably 4 years ago. It just took me. I was busy with the job and small kid. Now I have three small kids, so it's gotten even busier. But just I knew I wanted something. I'm in medical sales, and it's good. It's fun, but I've always had that entrepreneurial streak. I've owned a couple different businesses in the past. And I knew I loved real estate. It took me about a year of just studying podcasts, reading books, trying to figure out what would be the best fit for me. Almost put a fourplex under contract. I just didn't feel right. And finally came upon some podcasts and a person I knew from college that was actually in the mobile home park space. The more I learned about it, all the mechanics of it just seemed like, you know, it was a great fit. It was kind of unsexy. A lot of people didn't like it, but the returns, you know, are good. And I really believe in the future. So took a while, just hired a VA in the Philippines and had him start building a list of owners. And that took some time. I'm studying, you know, on the weekends outside of my job, making a bunch of excuses. And I finally got a promotion, had a little bit more freedom. And finally hit the phones. And even though I'm in sales, I do it in person. I was scared to death of the phone, but I finally did it. And I did it, you know, just about 9 or 10 months, probably 3 or 4 hours a week. And finally started getting some deals and had honestly 7 or 8 fall through. I was trying to do some wholesaling. So it was a really frustrating process. But I just remember one thing a guy told me. He said, hey, if you don't quit, you will own one eventually. And it sounds simple, but there are a lot of times I wanted to quit. So I finally closed that first deal. Incredible deal. There's a story behind that. But about a year ago, and since, you know, closed the first one, things have gotten easier and kind of understand the process. And now things are kind of rolling. So
cool, man. I love that story just because it doesn't start out easy. Those are the kind of stories that I like because I feel like that's everybody's story. It's never as easy as you think it's going to be when you start out. I think when we, so I had done real estate before, before getting into mobile home parks, but even so, you know, I knew the game, knew what to do. It took me, I think, 8 months of really hitting it hard before I finally got my first deal done. And so I feel like this is a lesson that everybody who wants to get into real estate should really take to heart. First deal, it's going to take a while. You got to put the effort in. Sounds like you, 4 years. So you were in it 4 years before you actually pulled the trigger on the first deal.
Yeah, probably about 4 years now, but yeah, 3 years since I actually closed the first deal. So it took a while. I mean, even that deal, I drove 5 hours and the guy was ready to sign the contract. I get there and he changed his mind and I was just devastated. And at the end of the conversation, he's like, you know, my buddy though, you know, he might want to sell. And he was on no list, no Google, nowhere, his part. And so I called him and he's like, well, you know, I'm really sick of it. You know, I mean, I bought it 18 years ago for 180 grand and seller financed for 20 grand down. You want to do that? And I was like, well, yeah, that'd be great.
Hell yeah. Like, man,
14 cap or something. So, you know, and so that's kind of how I got the first deal. But, if I wouldn't have gone all the way there and met the guy and had the failure, I may have never found that deal. So it's kind of interesting how it works out.
No, man, that is killer. And yeah, that just goes to show you got to get out there in the field because you never know what is going to pop up. Things like that. You talk to a seller, you get your heart crushed. He says, I don't want your deal, but I got this even better deal over here. And things just kind of work out that way. I'm glad it worked out for you that way.
And that guy 14 months or, you know, almost a year later, we ended up closing with him too. It just took him a long time. So there was a couple months ago, we closed that park. It's 5 minutes from the other one. So that, you know, it worked out eventually. Just had to stay with it. So.
Yep. You just got to keep knocking on that door. Eventually they're going to want to sell. They're not going to go to their grave with their park. So you got to keep talking to them. So, I mean, 3 years, that's a long time. How many times, if you can think about it, how many times were you about ready to quit?
Yeah, many times, probably 4 or 5 times, because I probably had 6-7 deals under contract and none of them worked out, whether it's I picked a bad partner to try to wholesale to, or, you know, I got in due diligence and things were just a lot uglier than they looked on the surface. So I had to drop it. So there were a number of times I wanted to do it. But I just kept trying to just take one little step every day, just make another call and try. And over time I learned and had some good people. And my partner now, he was nice enough to talk on the phone with me, and I joined a bunch of different, you know, programs and paid a bunch of money for that. So my education really improved that way. I knew I didn't have a ton of money, didn't have experience, but, I was like, how can I add value? And I knew people say they make cold calls, but a lot of people don't because it's not fun. And so I'm like, well, I can kind of use my sales background to add value in that way. And so my partner today, he's great at operations, underwriting, networking, but I was bringing deals. So I was able to add some value, and then, you know, it kind of worked out that way. Just doing the thing that nobody really wants to do, really. So. Yep.
No, and that's perfect. I mean, it sounds like you guys have a good synergy going on. Partnerships are really hard to nail down, but if you guys have skill sets that really align with each other, it sounds like that's what you got with your partner. That is the ideal. Somebody does operations, somebody does due diligence, somebody does, you know, brings the deal like you did. So, you know, all this is fresh in your mind. June 2020, so that is a year and a month ago, is when you closed on your first deal. So it's all right there. What are the big, give me like one or two big lessons that you just did not expect when you were going into buying these deals that just kind of came out of the woodwork and you're like, whoa, that's something that didn't look into going into this.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people say, well, find a deal and the money will be there. And I don't necessarily agree with that. I think, you know, you kind of have to start setting up strategic relationships beforehand. And even if you don't have a deal, just continually networking and talking to people, and, you know, it can help to have a platform too, whether it's a podcast or LinkedIn or somewhere where you're getting out there to spread your network, to get in touch with investors. And, you know, just there's a lot to it. I mean, people don't realize it's not just like buying a single family home. It's, I mean, you got to learn underwriting. You have to learn operations. You have to learn due diligence. You have to learn lead generation. So, I mean, for me, that's why it took so long, because I really had no experience except buying a personal home. That you know, there's a lot to learn. So, and you know, partnering with somebody that knew more than I did help, but also just spending my money. You know, I think anytime you want to be successful at something, it requires time and money, like, or there's not a commitment. So, I mean, A, I was putting my time in, but B, I was putting a lot of money into a VA, building a list, and also these coaching programs that kind of help build my skills. And so then it just all kind of came together, and I'm still learning today, but, you know, at least once you get a deal done and you go through the whole process, especially dealing with banks, you know, there's a lot to it. And especially in the mobile home parks, there's a lot of variables in terms of underwriting a deal that, you have to take into account. And, one park that we have today, I didn't think it worked, but my mentor said, I think that works. And we're actually, you know, looking at possibly selling that now. And the, you know, we filed a contract, but the price, I mean, we'll, you know, in a year we'll make a you know, probably double our money just because I was in that mentorship, you know, and was able to kind of see past the things on the front end to really see like how much it was worth. So I think, you know, I guess a number of things like the underwriting, the due diligence, all of it really is kind of more in depth than you expect on the front end. So
yeah, for sure. There's just so many variables. It's hard to try to communicate that to somebody, who hasn't gone through the process. It's just, it's a lot of stuff. You got to learn it all. I heard you say mentors multiple times in there, and I just want to call that out because, it is so crucial to get somebody who's gone through it before you. And it's awesome that you did that. Was this somebody that you hired a coach? Or is it a friend of yours? How did you get this this kind of mentorship in line?
Yeah, I mean, a number of things. I mean, the Frank and Dave, he's real well known. I've been to boot camp and bought some of their products. Ryan Naris, Ian Tudor have a mentorship. I was actually the first person in it about a year ago, and that was really helpful. And then my partner, Ryan Groney, he ended up just being nice enough to answer all my questions on the phone when I call him all the time. So, so, you know, all those people played a part. Even a guy I knew in college, Brian Spears with Sunrise and Kevin Buff, those guys that helped me out. So it's been a lot of different people. So.
That's it's funny. You mentioned that, Ryan is your partner, 'cause he is actually the episode right before this one is going to be.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Yeah.
So you guys are going to be right together. Cool. So, I mean, you guys have had a lot of movement in the last year. You got four parks under contract right now. Looks like you're also focusing on self-storage. So what kind of got your interest? What piqued your interest in changing asset classes?
I mean, we look at it like, hey, we're going to try to start regionally, within an hour and a half of Cincinnati, to start off with. And, you know, I've just seen a number of things that say, hey, the safest, least defaulted on asset classes are self-storage and, mobile home parks. And, we do like, you know, obviously it's a little, I think it's more business oriented a little bit, rather than just real estate. But I do like the nature of that space in terms of, hey, more and more, I see two or three Amazon packages come to my house every day. It's my wife, but it's not me, but but they're, you know, everybody's buying more and more stuff online, yet the price of housing has gone way up. So people are getting less square feet, for their money when they're purchasing a personal residence, yet they have more stuff. Mm-hmm. So, I really see the future of self-storage as being really good for those couple of reasons. And, so yeah, I mean, we're supposed to close on our first one in about 3 weeks. You know, a smaller one has seven apartments with it, but it's, you know, we're excited about it. I'm starting to market and do my thing for that. And we still love mobile home parks. We just look at it like another asset that we can add on. So,
yep. Yeah. I mean, me and my partner, we're just getting into self-storage too. We own mobile home parks, and I went to the SSA conference recently, and it's, you know, it's an exciting thing. It's definitely more of a business because, you know, people use it. You're not going to have somebody that's staying there for a year, although you might have somebody, but generally there's a higher turnover. But yeah, I'm excited too. So maybe we'll see you in the self-storage game some point.
Yeah, we need to help each other.
There you go.
I've been studying it a lot the last year or so.
I love it. Awesome. So that pushes us into the final section of the podcast, which is the quick question round. It's always hard to say. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Cool. Starts out with books. I'm a big bookie, so give me two book recommendations, one for general life wisdom and then one for real estate.
I like What It Takes for Real Estate, Steven Schwartzman, founder of Blackstone. It really just challenges you to think big. I mean, he's like, man, I've never raised more than $5 million. Now I have to raise $100 million. How am I going to do that? And so it's like, it really like kind of blows your mind. Like I need to start thinking bigger. And so that's where I really like that. Just a couple, I liked one when I first was getting started out called Toilet Paper Entrepreneur, Michael Michalowicz. And it talks about how it's actually an advantage to not have a lot of resources or money or experience. And so that really helped me get started on entrepreneurial journey. Also the E-Myth, Michael Gerber, really love, you know, like delegation and your role in the business. Because I think a lot of people struggle with trying to do everything and being average at most of those things. So really like that one.
Cool. Great recommendations. I've only read the E-Myth. I did like the E-Myth, but Toilet Paper Entrepreneur and What It Takes, I'm going to have to pick those up because they both sound like good reads. All right, moving on. So this one is for your younger self. So if you could go to the Miles, the 1 year ago Miles who didn't have experience. Now let's go back further. So you've been in this for 4 years. You've been looking at properties. So if you can go back to the Miles who had not even taken a look at any property yet, you know, still in corporate America, go back to him, look him in the eye, give him one piece of advice moving forward.
Just take massive action. I mean, and just break things. Like, so what I mean by that is like, even if you don't know what you're doing, like a lot of people have imposter syndrome, like I have to study. And that is important. But if you take action, you're going to learn a lot just by failing and, you know, just taking action. And so that's really helped me. Some people, I probably ask some questions and people think I'm not very smart, but I'm like taking action. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
No, I 100% agree. You got to take action because that's the only way that you really you will actually learn what you're doing is through action, not through books.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, just even I did, but I mean, if I could do it even sooner, I would tell myself to do that. So
start sooner. That's been echoed across many, many different episodes. So if anybody's listening, watching, you haven't taken action yet, get out there, do it. Take the first step, go buy something, buy a single family if you have to, but at least get in the game. All right. Next question is habits. Habits are the foundation of our life. So if you could point to one thing you do day in and day out that you feel contributes the most to your overall health, well-being, and happiness, what would that be?
You know, and life's not perfect for me. Like my kid, I got a 2.5-year-old, eight-month-year-old, and they don't like to sleep. So, I mean, I can't, my schedule isn't as strong as it used to be, but I exercise. I mean, I do it 6 days a week and, nothing gets me in a better mood. I make time. Like it's a huge priority for me because I feel dramatically better after I get done, not during, but after I get done. Yeah. And then also most days, not every day, I try to just do some, meditation, just like 10, 15 minutes, just some breathing, just quiet. And that really helps me, be proactive and not reactive, to try to have calm when bad things happen. So those two things have really helped me just take time for myself, and that way I can be more productive and do better with other people because I'm, you know, give some time for myself before I'm like giving to other people. So
yep, no, I'm right there with you. If you don't get if you don't get, you know, some kind of exercise in, the brain just does not function as it should. So Awesome, great habits. And this goes to the next question, which is about location. So United States, big place, many places to invest. What area in the United States are you most excited about putting your hard-earned dollars today?
Yeah, I'm a big believer in your backyard. Now, sometimes that doesn't make sense, like if you're in California or you know, Seattle, some similar places. But, you know, where I'm at, I'm from Lexington, Kentucky. That's central Kentucky. I know that area well. I'm in Cincinnati now. So I like, you know, I like Kentucky. I actually do like most parts of West Virginia. And those aren't areas that I've had family from there that still live there. I know those areas. They're not the sexy, hot metros, but I know it. And I know it well. And we have properties. Yep. And so everything is, you know, about four and a half hours or less. Also, I'm in Ohio all the time, central to southern Ohio. So really those three areas for me, I'm in a lot. I know them. I can drive there. And it helps me identify with sellers better, and I can get to the properties. So for me, that's been a strong thing, you know, just sticking to that area.
Cool. I love it. Yeah, no, I think, you know, depending on your metro, your back door is always, in my opinion, the best answer as well. I'm in Seattle and cap rates here are like one caps. So it's I've moved out of this market, but back door is definitely a great place to be. All right. And that leads us to the second, or actually the last question. And this one is about you, your way to get in contact with you, because you've given us so much good advice. I'm sure people out there want to get in contact. So what is the best way for people to reach out?
Yeah, it's called treesidecommunities.com, treesidecommunities.com. There's a contact section right there. Feel free to shoot me a message. Happy to jump on a call and see how we can, you know, help each other in terms of any investors or fellow real estate owners.
Cool. Sounds good. And I'll put that link in the show notes. So if anybody wants to reach out, just click the little more. It'll pull down the full description. In there, you can find Miles's URL, treesidecommunities.com. Awesome, Miles. Well, thank you very much for hopping on.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And for everybody who's here with us today, thank you guys for showing up. You are the reason we do this. So if you have any questions whatsoever, reach out to me personally, Gabe@therealestateinvestingclub.com. Other than that, hope you guys have a great week. Keep rocking real estate. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Real Estate Investing Club. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode as much as I enjoyed putting it on, and we're able to pull some actionable advice that you can apply in your own investing today in the field. Before you go, we have a gift for you. If you're a new investor looking to get started, or an established investor looking to invest, take your investing to the next level, I've created an ebook just for you, available on our website. This ebook will cover how I was able to create both active and passive income in real estate with very little money to start with. In it, I will address the three most often cited obstacles new and veteran investors run into by showing you how to find deals that are actually deals, how to finance a deal with little to no money down, and how to exit those deals for maximum value. And if you get the ebook today, I am throwing in a bundle of bonuses, seven of them to be exact. The first one will be the off-market lead generation blueprint, which will take you through the exact systems and processes we use to generate off-market leads like clockwork, which is the most important skill when it comes to creating wealth in real estate. The second bonus is the A to Z REI systems and vendors guide, which will allow you to peek under the hood of our business and see the exact tools, systems, and even the vendors we use to see the success that we do. And the third bonus is the top 100 best performing keywords pack, which will give you the exact keywords we use to target motivated sellers online using PPC ads. The fourth bonus is our contracts bundle for wholesaling and renting real estate, which will give you access to all the contracts we use in the field to execute all different types of transactions. After that is the investor's quick analysis calculator and offer tool, which will allow you to quickly calculate whether a deal is an actual deal and will allow you to create an offer automatically from those calculations. This is a lot of bonuses that I said. I'm just going to keep going down the list.
Number six is the Investor's Daily Success Tracker, which is a tracker you can use to ensure you are taking the right actions day in and day out to reach your financial goals in real estate. And the last bonus is the Wholesaler's Template for Quick Assignment Cash, which will give you the templates we use to present our wholesale deals professionally and efficiently to our buyers. Whew, that is a bundle. So it's a mouthful. You get all of those bonuses for free when you download the ebook. All we charge is the admin cost to run the show. So if you're interested in the ebook and the bonus bundle, head on over to the website at therealestateinvestingclub.com. Click on Get the Ebook Bundle at the top of the page to take advantage of that deal. And with that said, I hope you have a fantastic day and even better week. Keep rocking real estate, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.
All right, before I officially sign off, I have a quick announcement to make. If you're interested in becoming a passive investor in one of my deals, my own company, Kaizen Properties, is looking for capital partners for our upcoming projects. We invest in what are known as recession-resistant assets, mainly self-storage facilities, mobile home and RV parks, and industrial properties. If you're interested in investing and would like to learn a little bit more about my company, our investing criteria, and some of the previous projects we've done, go to the Real Estate Investing Club podcast at therealestateinvestingclub.com and scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page. Click on the Invest With Us button. That'll pop up the investor form. Fill that out and we will reach back out to you as soon as we can. Or if you prefer a little bit more of a personal touch, you can reach out to me at gabe@therealestateinvestingclub.com. So really, that is it. Again, it was a pleasure hanging out with you guys during this episode, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.